And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel this weekend has two distinct themes, and while related, they don't demand to stay together. That of Jesus' promise, "On this rock I will build my church," and that of Jesus' promise of the keys of the kingdom. So I'm offering as a one-off two smaller pieces to listen to together or on separate occasions, and may you find blessings in each of them. Some of you have, like me, been invited to enjoy some free travel statewide this summer, and where has it taken you? After 2.5 years in Stuttgart, I have finally got to the last of the S-Bahn end stations. Unlike the centre of Stuttgart, much of which was destroyed 75 years ago, these places were once villages and small towns before the transport network made them city suburbs. You follow the signs from the S-Bahn to Ortsmitte, and you find the old heart of the community, easily recognisable by the architecture, the age of the buildings, and also the layout of the streets. These centres are now always surrounded by a vastly bigger and newer development, which includes homes and businesses and much else. So on my explorations, what did I find? A schoolroom that is now a museum, an old post office, which is now a youth centre, an old railway hotel repurposed as a community centre, an old barn that has become a riverside development, butchers and bakers and cobblers replaced by pizza and donor outlets and copy shops and mobile phone shops. Even small art rooms or galleries. A staggering number of hair salons and tattoo parlours and nail bars where hardware stores and greengrocers and perhaps a stationery shop might have been. You get the idea. And yet amid all this, mostly not repurposed, stand the churches. And in these places, they stand literally tall, built on any kind of rise or hill, if there is one, the height added to by spires. And of course, in these places, these spires have not yet been overtaken by high-rise blocks. And that very physical, that very visual presence speaks to me of the abiding presence of God amid all that goes on around. Today, with that well-known declaration of disciple Peter, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," though it's unlikely he had any more understanding of what he blurted out than you or I would have done. And for us today here in Matthew, Jesus responds to that declaration and this promise that follows. "Peter, the rock, on this rock I will build my church." And rarely has a phrase in Scripture been so misquoted and so misappropriated. The idea that Peter, and hence the papacy, was the church's foundation rock was a 16th century innovation. Christ did not establish any church in his lifetime, and he did not here in this reading establish the Roman Catholic Church either. For it is the Messiah himself that is the foundation, the rock. Not of the church, but of the kingdom. The kingdom that has been at the heart of what Matthew has passed on to us through his gospel in all these chapters as we have followed him in past weeks. And any rock-like qualities that the church might possess are focused around how closely those churches in their communal lives and in their neighbourliness reflect the kingdom. Now, churches are not repurposed, but churches and the people in them and their leaders have had to adapt. Always throughout history, in times of famine, in times of political unrest and religious persecution, in times of war, in COVID times too. And as places change, people also change. Attitudes and opinions, beliefs and convictions, repeatedly challenged and shaken, and at least sometimes completely undermined. Certainties and direction and meaning not what they were. And so churches as a focus for the abiding presence of God in our midst have had to adapt, yes, so as to best be that rock on which the people in crisis can rely upon as a symbol of their trust in an unchanging God. I, the Lord, do not change, the prophet Malachi claims. And it is a promise we can with confidence proclaim in our own time. As is the promise in the book of Hebrews much later. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so I want to close this section with a prayer, the most well-known prayer of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And I've chosen it here because it glimpses, for me at least, something of what it might mean for us as disciples who've been gathered into church to be the rock who is Christ and on which Christ will build his church and will continue to build his church. So here's the prayer. Teach me, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that I do your will. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.